Welcome to the Life Over Coffee Podcast, conversations for transformation.
This is Mary's Devotion, day number one. The title of it is, We Are One in Communication. The primary text is Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, which says, Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. One of the more common complaints I hear from spouses is when one of the partners in the marriage talks about being alone in the marriage. These lonely spouses perceive a seemingly invisible barrier between each other. It's a communication barrier they cannot change because the deepest and most intimate component of any marriage is the communication that is uniquely spiritual, meaning that the other spouse must have a spiritual relationship with God. While couples can relate in many ways, there is one way that is non-negotiable if you intend to engage each other like Christ and His church. That spiritual component is an intimate three-person dynamic between the husband, the wife, and the Lord. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about praying together, going to church, reading the Bible, or other churchy things. All of these are vital aspects of a sound marriage. But I am speaking of in-depth and comprehensive spiritual communication. Some spouses respond to this spiritual disconnect in their marriage by saying, We talk about God. We pray together. We go to church. Our kids are involved in the church's ministries. And we are active churchgoers. I attend the weekly men's meeting and my wife leads her Bible study. It's not that we don't love God or each other. It's not that we don't talk to each other. What I am talking about is not necessarily what a couple or family is doing in their church building with their church friends. Some of the busiest Christians can be some of the most discontented people in their marriages. The biblical term for what is lacking in this kind of marriage is koinonia, from which we get our words communication, community, participation, or fellowship. Koinonia is a three-person construct that represents the deepest possible intimacy a man and woman can experience in their marriage. True koinonia can only happen in your marriage when you share your full experience with God, meaning the good and the bad of it. There are areas in your life where you are appropriating the grace of God and you and the Lord are in good shape. But then there are other areas where you, well, let's say you need to improve. That is your full experience with God, the negative and the positive of it. And when you share appropriately your full experience with God with your spouse and your spouse shares their full experience of God with you, that is the highest level of biblical community, what I'm calling koinonia. It is a free-flowing, dynamic relationship without interruption or hindrance. Koinonia will not happen if either spouse is unwilling to be transparent, honest, open, mature, humble, vulnerable, and intentional with each other. If those character qualities are not present, there is no way for a couple to enjoy true oneness, true koinonia. Three of the more common hindrances to this kind of communication are fear, one, anger, two, and three, unforgiveness. I call these koinonia killers, fear, anger, and unforgiveness. Let me ask you a few questions regarding those three killers. Do you have fear or inhibition between you and your spouse? Is there insecurity between you two? Let's talk about anger. Do you harbor frustration, impatience, or other forms of anger toward your spouse? And then finally, unforgiveness. Are you holding on to unforgiveness because of something that your spouse has done to you in the past? Now, if you would, I would love for you to take a moment to reflect. If you hope to avoid being alone in your marriage, you must work through these communication killers of fear and anger and unforgiveness. Identify what is hindering you from having this kind of relationship with your spouse. Consider the three hindrances that I suggested, or identify other sources for what's impeding biblical koinonia between you and your spouse. What hinders you from koinonia with your spouse? Begin a process of change so that you can successfully remove anything disrupting your conjugal community. Now, here is a practical suggestion. Will you ask the Lord to give you time, context, and courage to discuss these questions with your spouse? These questions are your, let's call it your koinonia starter pack. I would like for you to plan a few uninterrupted date nights where you can talk. No dinner and no movie, just you and your spouse, eye to eye, communicating. And here's some sample questions, and you are welcome to add to my list. Question number one as you go for your date night. One spouse asks the other, "Will you help me in this?" And then name a specific area of temptation in your life. Two, "What is God doing in your life? The good and not so good?" Question three, "What specific areas are you still struggling with?" Question four, "What have you lately read or heard that is helping you in your sanctification?" Question number five, "How can I serve you in a," and then name a specific area of sanctification in your life? And then finally, question number six, "What has God taught you recently? How have you applied it to your life?" Now again, you don't have to ask all of these questions on your first date. This is your koinonia starter pack. It's just to give you an idea of some of the deeper questions that you can ask one another. Maybe pick one or two or add to the list and go on your date. This is Marriage Devotion, day number one. We are one in communication.
Thanks for joining us. Learn more and get access to other resources at lifeovercoffee.com.